Welcome to Technory Live. We're back in studio at WGN talking with some of Chicago's top entrepreneurs, founders, and innovators. For those of you tuning in for the first time, what is Technory? Put simply, Technory is where startups go to showcase. Since 2010, nearly 300 startups have been featured, and to date, they've gone on to raise more than $260 million in funding. I'm Scott Catoon, and this is Technory Live. Joining us again, I'm not sure if this is the first time on Technory Live or if it was Tomorrow's Business Today last time, but joining us again is Chicago Innovation Awards co-founder, adjunct professor at Kellogg School of Management, Tom Gizmarski.
Hey, Scott. How you doing today?
I am excellent. Welcome back.
Thank you very much.
So I wanted to thank you on behalf of me and my girlfriend for the amazing tickets to your Chicago Innovation Awards in October. We had a fantastic time.
That's great. And it was a fantastic event.
For those who didn't go, why don't you give us kind of a little bit of a background on what Chicago Innovation Awards are and then the event itself in October? Because I have to tell you, it was my first time going. I had no idea what I had signed up for. I get into the theater and I'm like, all right, there he is in like a sparkling suit. All right, nope, there's another. And I'm like, see kind of like a circus atmosphere. There's like a little Tesla driving around. And then I see like a marching band. I'm thinking, where's the elephants? Like, what's going on here?
And one of my favorite lines was when Mayor Emanuel came out and said, the last time I saw something like this was at my bar mitzvah, because it was so exciting.
And I Instagram storied that exact line. Yeah. It was fantastic.
But I think what Dan Miller and I have tried to do over the last 15 years is communicate to people that innovation requires risk-taking, and you have to try to do something that's out of your own comfort zone. So that's why we started every Chicago Innovation Award ceremony by having us be out of our comfort zone. And so this year, Dan Miller came, he arrived in a moon bridge that was 50 feet above the stage as I shot a confetti cannon at him. So it was, as usual, a fun event.
He looked very comfortable.
Oh, yeah, right, exactly. But the thing that's so incredible, Scott, about the Chicago Innovation Awards is that this year we had 643 nominations, up from about 500 the year before. And these 643 organizations have created over 13,000 new jobs, 2.3 billion in revenues, and have applied for and filed over 500 patents. So it just says every year this is happening in Chicago, and I don't think a lot of people know about this. And it's big companies and it's small companies. It's high tech, low tech, no tech. And it's just like there was one of our up and comers this year called Moto Bag, and Moto Bag is a little suitcase that we see everywhere that you pull your suitcase, except this one you can sit on it and you can travel through O'Hare Airport sitting on your motorized suitcase. To a product called Real Food Blends, which was started by two parents who realized that their 5-year-old son needed to be on a feeding tube and realized that feeding tubes had more synthetic ingredients as opposed to real food. And they created this, and now it's over a $4 million a year business. So, I mean, it's such a wide variety of different types of innovations. It's so exciting to see.
I don't think people recognize how, I mean, obviously we are in a bubble ourselves in Chicago because we're working in this every day. You're spending every day with these amazing companies, and I interview people like you every day. So it's, you know, we're inundated with tech and innovation and all stuff. The average person, I don't think, realizes all of the innovation going on right now in the country, but in Chicago in particular. And you obviously threw out some pretty huge numbers, and you trumped what I thought were pretty huge numbers with our startups. And what I had dinner this week with some guys from the Chicago Global Council for, or I'm sorry, the Council for Global Affairs. Mm-hmm. And we were speaking with some Chinese business people, and they mentioned the one thing that they learned since coming to the United States now and touring around different cities is that Chicago has more $1 million-plus exits of any startup community in the entire country.
Yep.
Something that people inside of Chicago, outside of Chicago, wouldn't know, and everyone from coast to coast would tell you that's not true, and it's true.
Yep.
Absolute
exactly.
Fact. And I think that just goes to why it's a credit to you with the Chicago Innovation Awards, because it speaks to what you guys have built over all this time and where things are going. I honestly cannot even imagine 2 or 3 years from now, you're going to be looking at 1,000 applications.
Well, thanks. And it's what you're also building with Technory. And that's one of the reasons why this coming year, the Chicago Innovation Awards is planning to be a sponsor and partner with you, because we think what you're doing with the entrepreneurial community not only dovetails perfectly with the Chicago Innovation Awards, it also is very important that all of us work together to build this awareness and change the narrative of Chicago to really reflect all the amazing things that are going on here.
Well, I appreciate the plug, and I, of course, appreciate the sponsorship. We feel the exact same way. As you know, you were the very first keynote for me when I took over Technori, and I felt that it was appropriate given a focus on trying to drive innovation and drive the connection between the startup and tech community with the larger tech and big enterprise community. And I think it's going to be fantastic for both of our organizations. And that means fantastic for Chicago.
It does.
So what are some of the things that you're working on right now? Obviously, with 600 plus applications, you're probably already getting new ones for next year. I mean, what are you guys working on to outduel what you just did?
Well, actually, this next year, we have a Chicago Innovation Award event occurring every single month. So we've
It's not
really...
the last Tuesday, is it?
What? No, no, okay. No.
Just
no.
Making
Absolutely
sure.
Absolutely not.
Just making
fact,
sure.
In fact, we checked the calendar to make sure we're not going to conflict with Technori on that.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
But just for example, tonight we have a brand new event called Innovation for the Ages. And I just share this with you because it reflects the breadth of innovators that we're trying to attract throughout the great city of Chicago. Tonight's event is all about people over the age of 60 who have reinvented themselves and or developed a new product or a new service. So it's people like Hedy Ratner, who has been such a vocal spokesperson for women parity and equality here in Chicago, to Howard Tolman, who just took over 1871, I think 3 years ago now, to Terry Savage, who's a nationally syndicated financial columnist, to Diane Campbell, who heads up the Lincoln Park Village. These are people that have chosen not to pursue retirement, but probably I'd call it unretirement, and find ways to continue to add value and be innovative, even though they're getting to be older adults. And so we've got a lot of young people coming too to hear what some of their keys to entrepreneurial success has been.
Well, for those who don't know, I can surely attest that if you want, I mean, even the strongest 20-year-old is going to have a hard time sticking to the heels of Howard Tolman.
Yeah, that's for
sure.
That
man is. Everyone makes jokes about how he doesn't wear, sport coats and things like that. He wears a T-shirt. I now know why he wears a T-shirt all the time, because he's got to change shirts like in the mid-flies. He's going to event. He's gonna need a bag of shirts.
That's right.
So one of the things I wanted to get to before we kind of transition out is obviously now with our sort of working together, I plan on having you here all of the time, I hope, to come in and sort of keep everyone up to date. One thing that I think would be cool is, given how many Chicago Innovation Awards you now have hosted and all of these new events you're doing, what is, I guess, overall the coolest company you've seen, and then what was the coolest company you saw this year? Coolest by whatever definition you choose.
Sure. Well, I think if we look in the past, I'll give you a big company and a small company example. When Abbott came out with the new Similac packaging, this was geared towards moms. And here you've got a Similac is the baby food, and it was always before in an oval, slippery container. And moms would have difficulty holding on to it and trying to deal with the baby and make the baby food. And this now is in an ergonomically designed package with a container inside of it. And it was just geared towards moms. And I just think it's such a great example of a real simple, I mean, we're just talking about a packaging innovation, but it's something that always has an impact. To a small one, which I love is now you can TurboTap get beer in a professional baseball or football stadium that's dispensed in 6 seconds instead of 22 seconds. And this was all designed
for me. Exactly.
And for the consumer, now you don't miss the game. And that's the real problem solution that's been
solved. What I want to see from them, though, is I want to see them pipe lines to like each row in the stadium. So I don't even have to get up. And I don't want to like tip the waitress either. I just want to just lean over and pull my chair arm and fill up my brew. It would be fantastic.
There you go.
Where do people go to learn more about Chicago Innovation Awards and stay up to date with you as well as Chicago Innovation Awards on social media?
Sure. ChicagoInnovationAwards.com. And we've got also I think one of the a very updated site that has all of our events every month so that you can just come to it and check it out.
And I like your new site, by the way.
Oh, good.
It looks great.
Thank you,
Tom, so much for taking the time.
Thank you, Scott.
You can catch this episode and more on technori.com. And if you want to learn more about Chicago tech and innovation, follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Technori. And you can follow me at Katoon. Boom, that's a wrap.